winning the governorship of the Commonwealth of Virginia is mightily important, and it's something that we're going to have to keep an eye on, because what it clearly shows is there is a wave movement in our country. And a lot of people are ticked off. They don't like to be bullied by the state or our local community, you know, a local mayor or something like that. We just won't stand for it. Now, for too long, we've turned the other cheek. But I think people now are taking to the streets, and as you'll see on Friday at the Las Vegas Freedom of Choice rally and march, you're going to see people taking a page from the left's book. They've taken to the streets, whether it be civil rights or gay rights or whatever it might be. They have been very vocal. And now folks on the right are doing the same thing. That is good. That is very good for America. Because it used to be that folks on the right, you know, we all have jobs and we have kids and we got to do this and do that. I'll just tell you, it's a little scary that people now are taking to the streets in big numbers. This isn't just 100 here or 100 there. We're talking about tens of thousands. And people are mad. If you look at the right track, wrong track polling that came out of the exit polling from Virginia, 64% said we're on the wrong track. And I believe them, because we are. Everything that this administration and this governor here in the state of Nevada, everything they touch has turned to dung, if you know what I mean. It's sad. It's sad that we have to talk about it, but we do. Everything that this governor in Nevada has touched has gone wrong, has blown up in his face. The same, you know, whether it's Dieter or the rollout of the vaccine or any of that stuff, closing down the economy of the Strip. Unbelievable. You look at the president, and you can go right down the list, and we'll talk about that with Mark Meadows, the former chief of staff for President Donald J. Trump. We'll talk with him after 1:30. And I'll be interested to get his take, that now that we've got 10 months in to the Biden administration, what do we have to show for it? Higher gasoline, higher prices at the grocery store. I mean, on and on and on it goes. And people are really upset. And I think what you saw there, I mean, Youngkin won some of these counties 85% of the vote. I mean, this wasn't even close. Anyway, stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Our brand new time slot, noon till 3. I'm Kevin Wall. It is live and local on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
And at 12:30 on a midweek Wednesday, not too bad right now. Do expect some congestion, though, when you're trying to work your way through the Spaghetti Bowl due to that construction zone there, which goes from Las Vegas Boulevard all the way out to Eastern in both directions. Only two lanes are available, so give yourself some extra time to squeeze through there. That bridge that they're replacing was about 60 years old, so it was due. Otherwise, area freeways are moving along at pretty much typical highway speeds. No restrictions on the 95 or the 215. You'll tap the brakes there in a couple of areas on the 15, though. Northbound at Flamingo, southbound at Bonanza. And remember, the eastern is closed at the 515 freeway.
Famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. ESPN Las Vegas Raiders reporter Paul Gutierrez joined ESPN Sports Center discussing the news that Raiders wide receiver Henry Ruggs III will be charged in connection with a fatal car crash early Tuesday morning.
3:39 in the morning, Henry Ruggs was in his Chevy Corvette and rear-ended a Toyota RAV4. The RAV4 caught fire, and police found a deceased victim inside the Toyota. Rugg was showing signs of impairment, transported to UMC Hospital to be treated for non-life-threatening injuries. And as you mentioned, he will be charged with DUI resulting in death. It's an ongoing investigation, of course.
Ruggs has since been released from the hospital and jailed on a pair of felony charges in the fatal crash. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents.
And Doug.
Don't you just love the smell of old books?
This is a library.
Sorry, ma'am. We're looking for a book titled Liberty Mutual Customizes Your Car Insurance So You Only Pay for What You Need.
I don't think we carry that, but check nonfiction.
He really does devour literature.
Please leave.
Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Whether you're vaccinated or not, it's important to know the symptoms of COVID and its variants. Fever is the leading sign of COVID and the flu, so make sure you use an accurate thermometer. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Non-contact thermometers have no clinical evidence behind them and are not reliable. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Learn more at Exergen.com.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison & Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison & Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. For as long as I can remember, I took hearing for granted. I mean, I heard everything. But as I've gotten older, I noticed considerable hearing loss in both ears. I finally got tired of missing out on roughly half of conversations with colleagues during important business meetings, so I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. It's like night and day. I mean, this is high-tech stuff we're talking about here. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on all this world has to offer, call my friend Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids. Even if you were tested 3 or 4 years ago, you won't believe the advancement in the technology. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321, or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I love the new time slot. I get to see all of Monday Night Football and Thursday Night Football. I get to see them all, which is really, really cool. Leo Garcia, by the way, is coming up in just a couple of minutes. Coalition's Director for Concerned Veterans for America. A little bit later on, we got a big one. Mark Meadows, the former Chief of Staff for President Trump, a former congressman from North Carolina. He will join us just after 1:30. Chuck Muth, he is making the move from 3 to 6 to noon till 3. So it's really cool to know that Chuck's going to be along with us. And we'll talk about what happened yesterday in the Commonwealth of Virginia. That's just amazing, amazing stuff. I want to bring in gentleman Jim Dallas. He's made the move to noon to 3. And I got to tell you, Jesus Jara has some... Well, he's got some issues, I think, with the Clark County School District now that he knows he's being fired and that he has 30 days to clean out his office. But he, I understand that he's going to be leaving a nice parting gift for some of his people.
Yeah, I think he's trying to say, hey, I'm such a good guy. On the way out, I'm going to dig deeper into the taxpayers' pockets and give everybody a raise. And what I mean, just about everybody. 16 district officials are going to get salary increases by Jara on his way out the door. His deputy superintendent, chief of staff, chief of facilities, chief of communications, president GM of the Vegas PBS, district police chief, chief human resources officer. It goes on and on. There's 16 in all that are going to get base pay increases annually of more than $7,700 to nearly $45,000, amounting to raises of 5 to nearly 28%. How do you like that?
And what's his justification for this?
Well, I mean, they deserve it.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, and we all deserve a raise. I mean, let's face it. I mean, there's nobody alive. You deserve a raise.
Yeah, I mean, you can't argue with that.
I know. I mean, and by the way, anybody would take it, even if it's under adverse circumstances like right now. Does the Board of Trustees have any say in this?
It doesn't look that way. What they're saying. That the Board of Trustees, of course, they voted to end his contract for convenience. But since he's still in power, he's, I guess, still the boss. It makes you wonder, though, his over $300,000 annual salary, is there going to be any kind of severance pay in that, considering he already signed a contract that was a good through 2023? That remains unclear right now, but certainly he's taking care of the people around him as he's out the door.
Man, oh man, oh man, that is absolutely bizarre. Well, thank you. We'll continue to follow that story because that is wrong on so many levels, and I'm shocked that the Board of Trustees is not going to give him some blowback on that. They may be powerless to do anything. I don't know. Does he have unlimited power within the district as long as he is the school superintendent? We'll find out. Last night was a magical night in the Commonwealth of Virginia. It was absolutely amazing. People rising up, parents, moms, rising up as one to say, we're not going to take this anymore. I think it was absolutely great. Glenn Youngkin, I thought, ran a great campaign. And if there are any political consultants out there who may be listening, take a note from what they've done in Virginia and how they ran the campaign and how they dealt with Trump. It's one thing to say that you like the policies. You don't have to necessarily like the way the guy conducts business. But I'm going to tell you something. Youngkin ran a wonderful campaign, and when you contrast that with Terry McAuliffe was awful in this. He gave at that PBS debate where he said parents don't need to be involved in their kids' education. When he said that, and that was on tape, the whole dynamics of that race changed dramatically. Coming up, I'll let you hear from Kevin McCarthy. He is the minority leader in the House of Representatives. He is the Republican leader. And what this is going to mean, not just for last night or today or tomorrow or whenever the governor-elect becomes governor there in Virginia, but that this is going to have a profound effect on 2022 midterms, even in the primaries, because people are going to take a look at what Youngkin did, and they're going to say, hey, maybe that's the way I need to run my campaign. Anyway, we'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast.
We're not gonna
take it. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, Las Vegas. My name is Sidonia. You can call me Sid for short. Are you unhappy with your water? Tired of dry, itchy skin? Yuck, and smelly water. P.U. Not me, not a chance. My skin is soft and I drink lots of pure water. Thanks to my grandpa. He can help you too. He's giving away free water tests plus a free drinking water system. I trust my grandpa. You should too. Call Elite Water today. 800-807-PURE. That's 800-807-7873. Ask for Sid's deal. Hey, that's me. Thanks, Las Vegas.
Install answer. Homeowners only. Water test completed.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy, known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Social Security is with you through life's journey, from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address, all from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player for the Indianapolis Colts. Becoming a running back was no easy task for me, but it's nothing compared to what my amazing mom faces every day. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14 years old, yet she's always there for me, every step of the way, despite her own battles. And the Muscular Dystrophy Association is there for my mom. At their 150 care centers across the U.S., MDA is the leading organization in research and care for kids and adults with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Their research is helping find cures and save lives. Watching my mom go through her daily struggles and the care she receives from MDA has made me determined to help find a cure for neuromuscular disease. That is why I support MDA, and that's why I'm so grateful to others who do too. Join me and learn more at helpmda.org today.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Great Great to have you with us on this Wednesday Hump Day edition of Live and Local. I'll be asking Chuck Muth just after 2 o'clock about the huge election win for Republicans in the Commonwealth of Virginia. It was, I mean, it was a near-perfect campaign. And he was, what, 16 points down? And he battled back, and he battled back. And then in the closing weeks, it was almost as like the table turned. It was incredible. Kevin McCarthy is the minority leader in the House of Representatives. He was on with Bill Hemmer this morning. Don't know if you caught this, but he was talking about the immediate and long-term impact of this victory last night, Glenn Youngkin, and talked of GOP's clean sweep, not just at the governor's office, but the other constitutional offices as well. This was Kevin McCarthy this morning on Fox News Channel.
They won the governor's race, they won the attorney general, they won the lieutenant governor, breaking ceilings in the lieutenant governor race. They also flipped the House of Delegates down there. I invested in that as well, because what they were doing is they were optimistic. They believed tomorrow would be better than today, and they showed how they could do it. Glenn Youngkin talked about the DMV answering the phone. What were the Democrats talking about in hearing? They were running about the past, but more importantly, they were encouraging the Attorney General to go after parents. They were ignoring the border and letting more people across. They were raising prices while they wanted to spend trillions of more dollars, which cost everybody more money. And Glenn Youngkin said was, we'll lower the tax so you don't pay as much for your groceries, because Thanksgiving is going to cost you more than any other time. These are all based upon Biden's policies and what the majority in the House and Senate have been doing.
Yeah. One thing about Donald Trump here. His name came up a lot, primarily on behalf of Terry McAuliffe. Seemed to say his name at about every opportunity he could up until the last weekend. This quote stuck out to me. Brad Todd's a Republican strategist working that campaign in Virginia. He said, we've never had an election about a former president before. He said, current elections are about the current president. How do you reflect on that now this morning?
Well, I think everybody wants to see an election about what's best going forward. I think the Republican Party is united. You've got people supporting Trump. You've got people who didn't. But the one thing they do like, they saw the difference in policies from the last 10 months to the policies today. They want America to be energy independent. They don't want to rely on OPEC. They want their prices to be lower. They want more people working. They don't want to let Putin have a pipeline and not America. They want to make sure their border is secure, but we have an immigration system that works. They want to call the DMV where somebody would answer and said, how can I help you? They want to let their children go to school, but they want the parents to have a say in the curriculum. You'll find in the House, we've been working on these task forces with policies coming out. We're going to write a parents' bill of rights. Parents have a right in their children's education. And that's not a Republican or a Democrat. That's an American view. And what did the Democrats say? They put the Attorney General to go after those parents. Even that father that got arrested because his daughter got molested and raped inside a school. And they defended that, and they continue to defend critical race theory. They had no policies about the future to make it better. And the only policies they were doing was harming the Americans. And that's why it became a uniting force. 10 points Biden won Virginia by. But he won New Jersey by 16.
That's a good point.
That was on nobody's radar.
I guarantee it is now. If you're Catherine Cortez Masto, I guarantee you, you're taking a lesson from what happened in Virginia. There are things that you used to be able to do. You can't do them anymore when it comes to campaigning. And I've always said, and by the way, I'm going to open up our phone lines here real quick and see if we can tap into some of your knowledge. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. What do we take from what happened last night? And is there an application that makes sense for Southern Nevada or the state of Nevada? These assembly races, state senate races, county commission, any of these political races, there is an application here that I think is worth at least looking at. And that is the view that I've had for, gosh, going on 20 years. And that is when you're in a political office, you are there not for you or not so you can make $174,000 or whatever it is. You are there to make my life better. When, for instance, we say this jokingly, but it really is true, that there's such a thing as what we like to call listener benefit. When Gentleman Jim Dallas gives you a traffic and says, hey, you can get off on the 215 at Jones, go down to Rainbow, and get back on. It'll save you 15 minutes. That is what I call listener benefit. When we give away tickets to an event, that's listener benefit. When we make you chuckle on a tough day, that's listener benefit. And we do that routinely, and we understand that. We get that. But a lot of politicians don't. And they start throwing around former President Donald J. Trump's name and tossing it in the face of people like Glenn Youngkin. And he just would have none of it. And that's what has to happen, whether it's the plethora, the nine candidates who are running for governor on the Republican side. You've got to show people a way of how you're going to make their lives better. That's what listener benefit is all about. That's what voter benefit is all about. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast.
We're not gonna take it.
Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's Pat Casale with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor our plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
Get the info you need to know with the KMZQ Newsflash, proudly sponsored by DeCastro Verde Law Group Personal Injury. Alex and Orlando DeCastro Verde will stand by you every step of the way, and their family will fight for yours.
Our kids have been through a lot, and Steve Sisolak has only made things worse. Parents are being silenced. We need a fresh approach that empowers parents, conservative leadership that will actually do something for a change. Joe Lombardo will get our schools back on track. Joe supports making sure students can read at grade level by the third grade, expanding charter schools and opportunity scholarships. He'll focus on job and career training because skilled, good-paying jobs change lives. And Lombardo opposes the teaching of critical race theory and believes parents should make the important decisions about their child's education. Joe will fight for school choice in Nevada. Oh, and he'll keep our schools open. Joe will shake things up in a good way. Republican Joe Lombardo, the smart choice for governor. Paid for and authorized by Better Nevada PAC.
Hi there, I'm Crystal Allen. Your family is worried about you right now. Use this time to stay as close as you can. A phone call can't replace a visit, but maybe 10 phone calls can. From all of us at News 3 and the CW Las Vegas, take care and stay safe.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player. No matter the challenges I face every day in the NFL, my mom is always there for me, despite her own struggles with muscular dystrophy. And MDA is there for my mom. At their 150 care centers across the U.S., MDA is the leading organization in research and care for kids and adults with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Join me and learn more at helpmda.org today. Thank you.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
More national reaction to what happened last night in the Commonwealth of Virginia Reince Priebus is the former chair of the Republican National Committee. He was on Bill Hemmer this morning, sizing up the GOP win in Virginia.
Do you think the results in Virginia were more about Youngkin and his message, or were they more about Joe Biden and how he has mismanaged issue after issue for the past 10 months?
Well, Bill, I think it was both. I mean, obviously, Glenn Youngkin was a wonderful contrast to Terry McAuliffe. I mean, Terry McAuliffe came across as a bitter, mad, ticked-off guy at the world. Youngkin did have a joyful spirit. He was positive, but he didn't get there by accident either. I mean, he was tough on these